When I was a girl and we drove past the coal mines, it looked like a storybook to me. It seemed an army of men was doing something so important it could change the world.
Ashley Judd stars in Big Stone Gap.
That's when Mama would say, every time you light a lamp to read, you can thank a coal miner.
Her character is named Ave Maria Mulligan.
I was born and raised in the hills of Virginia when coal was king.
And that's not all this character has in common with the film's writer and director. Best-selling author Adriana Trigiani has been trying to get this movie made for 15 years. That took determination because she insisted on shooting this movie entirely in Big Stone Gap, Virginia.
Because it's where the story was born, and I felt really strongly about that. And now I'm so happy that I stuck to that because I feel that the movie is such a tribute to the state of Virginia and its people.
The Appalachian Mountains, dressed in their fall finery, are almost as much a character in this film as its stars, which include Whoopi Goldberg as Fleeta and Patrick Wilson, who also grew up in Big Stone Gap, as Jack. Trigiani's lived in New York for many years, but her connection to her hometown remains strong. The film's based on her series of novels called Home to Big Stone Gap, and while it's not autobiographical, it surely comes out of her sense of that place and time. Trigiani married later in life, and so did her main character, who at 40 calls herself the town spinster.
And it's really a movie, if you've hit a wall and you feel like, well, you know, it's over. What's going to happen to me? Or, you know, is this the end of the road? And this character, this community in Big Stone Gap makes you feel that anything is possible at any point in your life.
What really attracted us to the film is that it was just a beautifully written story.
Wade Bradley is CEO of Alter Identity, which produced the film.
What's different in what we do in the marketplace than, let's say, the majors is that we can focus on a film like this, a romantic comedy. It can be a bit of a tearjerker, and then it just, you know, elicits tears of joy in the end. And this is not typically the film Hollywood wants to make. They really want to make a film like this for $30 or $40 million.
Big Stone Gap was made for under $3.5 million. About a third of that came back to the producers in state incentives. Trigiani says that's what helped make this a labor of love for the actors, the locals, both on screen and off, and for the writer, now director, herself.
It really says everything I hoped it would, and it celebrates this place that we come from and the people that I grew up with, that I love very deeply, and the work that they did and how they survived by the labor of their own hands. And really, at the end of the day, it was art. And now we have a movie that really celebrates that.
I'm Robbie Harris.
In these rolling hills of blue beneath a sea of green sits a town ain't much around, some neighbors seldom seen. This is where she makes her home, and sometimes